Pressure is building on the federal government to release a long-awaited review of Australia's mental health services. The ABC has obtained key parts of the report, which says the current system is poorly planned and a massive drain on people's well-being. Mental health lobby groups say the government has been sitting on the report for months. Stephanie Smale reports.
The National Mental Health Commission report was ordered by the federal government in 2013 and delivered in November last year. It's urging a radical rethink of responses to mentally ill people seeking help, but the full report is yet to be made public. The opposition's mental health spokeswoman, Senator Jan McLucas, says the delay is unacceptable.
This report has been leaked, and I think leaked out of frustration, so that this conversation that we need to have as a nation can be had. So I do call on the government to release the report in full and to conduct a formal consultation process with the community to improve people's understanding of the current situation, but also to find these solutions.
The National Mental Health Commission has found major deficiencies in the response to many of those seeking help for suicidal thinking, attempts or bereavement. Sue Murray is the Chief Executive of Suicide Prevention Australia, one of the lobby groups calling for the report's immediate release.
The report was given to the federal government in November, and there has been constant call from the sector to see the recommendations that are in the report, primarily so that we are able to work with government to deliver more effective programs and services for those who are vulnerable in our community to either mental health issues, mental illness, or in our own case, suicide and suicidal behaviours.
Sue Murray argues the delay in releasing the review has had real impacts on the mental health sector.
The lengthy delay in the release of the report has led to some organisations losing staff. What that means is the services that those organisations are able to provide are diminished.
The report has found there is substantial funding within the mental health system, but it's not distributed efficiently or effectively. It has recommended redirecting $1 billion from hospitals to community-based care to address the problem. The CEO of lobby group Sane Australia, Jack Heath, is concerned about that prospect. He's urging the federal government to release the Commission's full assessment of the mental health system to help the sector move forward.
People in the mental health sector have seen lots of reports. We know the system's broken. The time is for action now, and it needs political leadership at a national and a state level. This is the one area where we should be all able to get around the table and agree on the path forward.
The Federal Health Minister, Susan Lee, wasn't available for an interview. She has previously stated the government is finalising its response and the full report will be released soon.
Stephanie Smale reporting.